Well, the way things are in our world today, it can be easy to lose hope, and even the troubles in our personal life can leave us discouraged. So today on Bridges, we're talking about unshakable hope. Thanks for joining me today on Bridges, where we bring you hope for the journey. I'm Monica Schmelter, and my guest today is Terry Squires, and Terry has authored several books. She's a Bible teacher, and I'm so glad that she could join us today to talk about unshakable hope. Terry, so good to have you on Bridges today.
Monica, thank you. I just love spending time with you.
Well, I'm so glad that you could be here on our pretty new set.
It's gorgeous.
We are so thankful for this beautiful new set. And, you know, Terry, as I said in the beginning, you know, our world today, there are so many problems, so many things uncertain. So there's that, right? There are the global issues and countrywide issues. But many times in our own lives, even as Christian believers, right, we have problems and calamities, and it can be easy, you know, to be discouraged. So I wanted us to talk about hope today and what is unshakable hope.
You know, I love your tagline for your show, Hope for the Journey, because we really are on a journey, aren't
we? Yes, we're on a journey every single day. And we need hope.
We do.
To go through the trials, the calamities, the problems, you know, that are in our lives personally, but also just the things on the outside that are happening too.
We've talked about it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been out in the community. I go out speaking sometimes. And a lot of people, they just need hope in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a group of women in South Carolina mm-hmm. not too long ago. And we're talking about even our children, our adult children.
Yes.
And we've talked about this, mm-hmm. that a lot of people are walking away from the faith.
Yes.
They've just lost hope. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been there. I know what it's like. And, you know, but the Lord keeps bringing me back to yes. His promises and His scriptures. And in Romans 12:12, He tells us we are to rejoice in hope.
Yes.
But a lot of people, don't you think, they really don't understand what that hope is?
Right. Because what we're talking about is an unshakable hope. Mm-hmm. And I can think, Terry, in my life, many times I've attached hope to an outcome. I've attached it to a result. I've right. kind of taken the idea that, you know, I can pray and I can ask God to do X, Y, Z, and that then He's going to do it. And He's going to do it on my timetable mm-hmm. or whatever. And what I've learned in this journey is that God rarely does anything the way that I think. He does answer prayer, but it's not always in my timing or the way that I think. So if hope is attached to a result or an outcome, we will be disappointed.
I absolutely agree. You know, hope in the Bible is about anticipation of what God has promised mm-hmm. us. That's our hope in Him.
Yes.
God is our hope. He is hope. And I think a lot of people do. They misunderstand what it's all about.
Right. Right. I think, like you mentioned, adult children. And I remember last year, I put something out on social media that on Wednesdays,
yes.
I pray for adult prodigals. Mm-hmm. And I still do that. Within just a couple of days, I had over 200 names of adult prodigals from moms who their hope, right, and their prayer is that this child who once served the Lord would come back to faith. Now, I do believe the scripture says it's God's will that none would perish. So mm-hmm. I pray those scriptures. I bring God into remembrance of His word, which is what He asked. But we don't know the timetable.
No,
we don't know how God will do that. But ultimately, our hope is that at the end of this journey, we see Jesus and we trust that on this earth, He's working everything for our good. That's hope.
Yes. And we don't know what God is going to do. And you're right. It's His time. And you think of, we were talking about Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
His hope was in God.
Yes.
But he didn't know what God was or where God was going to take him or where he was going to end up. And it's just like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He brings us on a journey.
Yes.
And we have no idea. You know, we think we are in control. But like you just said, He takes us completely on a different path.
He really does. And, you know, when we look at the Bible, there's a lot of drama and trauma in there. And you look at Abram and Sarai, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can say, well, why in the world would Sarai ask Abram, you know, to take their servant? You know, they were trying to do what God had promised. They were going about it in all the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But how patient God is, how he continued to work right with and through them and still kept his promises. And
yes.
I think that we have to keep that in mind, that God is working everything out for our good. And what he's promised, he is going to do. But we don't know how.
No.
And we don't know when.
No. And I think of Sarah. She really made a lot of mistakes, oh. didn't she? So much like what I do. It's like, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do. I'll take control of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And really messes up when you're not walking in God's will.
Yes, yes. I can remember, Terry, years ago. I mean, from the time that I was little, I always felt that God called me to media and to television. You know, it's like kindergarten age. So I had that in my heart. So when I got out of college, you know, I studied broadcasting, I tried to make a show happen. And it was a good show. It was a good thing. But it wasn't sustainable because I wasn't ready and I wasn't prepared. And so I invested a lot of money. I did a lot of things, but I was ahead of God. Mm-hmm. So I knew what he had promised, but I tried to take control. And that never works.
No, it doesn't. Going back to Romans 12:12, you know, we are to rejoice in hope.
Mm.
We are to be patient in tribulation. And we are to be constant in prayer.
Yes.
And a lot of times we forget about that constant in prayer. And this year, that's what I'm focusing on, is my prayer life. And a lot of times when we're going through those tribulations and we're looking at, you know, things that our kids are going through, mm-hmm. or our friends or whatever, you know, we want those quick results.
Yes.
And we pray about it. We pray. But you know what? We don't take time to listen to what the
right.
Lord is telling us.
Yes.
You know, we sit there and we just like, we want this, we want this.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, take care of this. And it's just like, wait.
Yes.
He wants to have that relationship in prayer with
yes.
him.
Yes. And, you know, I can look at my own prayer life, Terry, and I can say, yes, that's true, that I've got all these scriptures and that I'm so concerned for these prodigals and I'm praying these scriptures, and that's wonderful. But I have to be quiet
mm-hmm.
and let God show me how to pray. Let God change my heart the way that it needs to be changed. I went away with my sister over this weekend, and she told me that someone at her church had said, like in small group or something, that we're only as happy as our saddest child. And I thought, well, we do worry about our adult children, right?
Mm-hmm, we do.
But is that rejoicing in hope? Is that being patient in tribulation and constant in prayer? It's not,
mm-hmm.
right? Of
mm-hmm.
course we're concerned. Of course we pray. Of course we do what we can do. But we still have to rejoice in hope.
Yes.
in the midst of that unhappy or very unsettling circumstance.
We do. And, you know, when I think about that and rejoicing in hope, he gives us so many promises.
Yes.
But again, it goes back to his timing,
mm-hmm.
not ours.
Right.
We might not see what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. We might be with him by the time, you know, he answers our prayers.
That's right. Because prayers are not limited to time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could already be in heaven and my prayers that I prayed still being answered.
Yes.
Of course, I'd like to see them answered, but I have to trust, right? I have to be patient in tribulation, rejoicing in hope, constant in prayer. So that's what you're looking at this year, is that constancy
constant
in prayer.
In prayer.
Yeah.
You know, one time I was praying for my own children.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people that the Lord has answered every single prayer except one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I felt convicted about that. I felt the Holy Spirit convict me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, quit telling people I haven't answered a prayer yet.
Yes.
And I thought, oh,
right.
He's going to answer that prayer.
Yes, he is. Yes,
it's just going to be when he chooses to answer
that
prayer.
That's right. And he's working, right, with our adult children and with these situations, so their free will is involved. And sometimes the Holy Spirit, right, has to work a little harder on some people and in some situations, or if someone's, you know, loses their job and they're praying about that, God is going to answer. He's going to come through. Again, we just don't know the when and the how, but in the meantime, our call is to hope. We were talking about Abraham, and I just wanted to read this one out of Romans 4, 17 to 19. It says, this is God speaking to Abram. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, the one who gives life to the dead and calls things into existence that do not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, so that he became the father of many nations. And what Abraham and Sarah went through was not easy, mm-hmm. right? They made a lot of drama and trauma. But as I look at them as people, I can understand how that would happen. They just didn't have any idea how God would come through.
Mm-mm. And you know what? God's hope, his true hope, is unseen.
Yes. Yes, the Bible says, right? Mm-hmm. If you can see it, mm-hmm. it's not hope. And so our ultimate hope is in Christ and being with him forever. That's our ultimate hope. But even in the meantime, we can hold on to that hope in the midst of unsettling circumstances. And I think part of that is encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Do you do that?
I do. And I try to encourage other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard. You know, we have so many people that I have a friend who lost her husband mm-hmm. this past year
yeah.
unexpectedly. And,
yeah.
you know, we were talking and, you know, I said, you know, God is going to use this
yeah.
for good.
Mm-hmm.
But her response was, I don't want to be on this journey.
Right.
And I thought she was so honest.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we don't want to be on the journey.
We don't. I can tell you, I've said many times, God, I don't want this journey. I didn't want this story. It's for me to surrender. It's taking everything I got. And he knows that, right? It takes faith and hope and trust. But that is a part of being a believer. We've got to take a break. I want you to stay with us here today on Bridges as we continue to talk about unshakable hope. We'll be back in just a moment.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. you'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
We are talking about unshakable hope here today on Bridges. So I'm glad that you could join us. And on my website, I'll have some resources about hope. And my guest is Terry Squires. And, you know, Terry, so many times we've talked about hope is attached to an outcome. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about a friend who lost her husband, and that's just really hard. And, you told her, you know, God will use this. And she's like, but I don't want this journey. I don't want this story. And I know that I've experienced that as well. There's that disappointment that that's our story.
It is. And I remember that time when she lost her husband. We were praying and praying for him.
Yeah.
And so many times we pray for a miracle, and that miracle, the way we want it to happen, doesn't happen. But if we stop and look at those miracles that we pray for and what God has done for that person in taking him, that's the miracle. You know, he's no longer suffering. He's no longer ill. But so many times we don't want to be on that journey.
Right.
There's been many times in my life I didn't want to be on this journey. Mm-hmm. But what happens is God uses that journey to build your character.
Yes.
Build your faith. Mm-hmm. You become more obedient. You start walking in His will and not your will. And I think that's the beauty of hope for the journey.
Yes, it is. And I know that, you know, there have been several things in my life that honestly I wish I could have skipped over. I didn't want those things to be a part of my story or my journey. And the hardest thing for me was to just surrender to what I didn't want it to look like, that I just couldn't pray it away in terms of like an immediate deliverance or an immediate answer. Instead, God worked in my life to, like you said, grow my faith, develop compassion, be a more sensitive person, to understand that sometimes we do pray and pray for someone to be healed, and their healing is to be in heaven. Mm-hmm. And that's sad. And I can understand what your friend was saying. She didn't want to lose her husband. That's a big loss that she has to grieve. That's something that she's going to face every single day. But only through Christ can we have unshakable hope in the midst of those huge losses.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about somebody that's walked away from faith? Mm-hmm. You know, you raise up your children, and a lot of people are going through this, mm-hmm. and they've completely walked away.
Yes.
And then, you know, what do you do?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, as parents of adult children, right, we're not parenting in the same way. At that point, we're parenting in the Spirit. Like, we can pray. We can keep our hope in Christ. We can say something when the time is right, but that requires like a lot of discernment, because a lot of parents push their children away even more. You know, and I know parents that have said, well, you can't even come over anymore. And I think that we can always love our children.
I do too.
I don't think that loving our children and having them in our home means that we condone all of their lifestyle, but we can love them mm-hmm. unconditionally like God does. And we can pray and pray and pray. And other than that, I don't know.
You just have to love them where they are.
That's right. That's
you mentioned right. somebody that lost her child.
Oh, yes. So I had her on Bridges. And if you can imagine, they're on a family vacation in California, right? Expectations are up. They're having fun. And so this daughter went on like this, I don't know what you call it. It's some sort of an AV ride or something. And her mom is watching her and they're having fun. And she ends up going off the road and the vehicle crashes. And help comes and the girl is still alive. But by the time they get to the hospital, her daughter is no longer alive. And to be on vacation and to lose your child, how do you stay in that hope? And she shared honestly, like, the years of grief, the tears. And so when we talk about unshakable hope, it doesn't mean that we don't grieve. It doesn't mean that we're not sad. It doesn't mean that we can't say, God, I wish this wasn't my journey. It just means that we're still processing. We're still hanging in there in faith. And I think of that mom often. To watch your child have a tragic, fatal accident, but she kept with the faith as hard as it was. She's still serving the Lord and blogging today and trusting God because she knows that at the end of her journey, she will see her girl in heaven.
Yes. And that's the hope.
Yes.
I love that. You know, my sister lost her son. And it is. It took her years, years. And there are still times in her life, certain days, certain periods of, you know, time that she goes back. But she continues. And that's the beauty. We have to move forward. We have to press on.
That's right.
Paul tells us, press on to the goal.
Yes. And I think, you know, you talked about being constant in prayer. And for me, in this year, I'm looking at just consistency. Like, don't, you know, people go back and forth and I go back and forth and you know, you drift a little bit and then you come back over here. But really, it's that consistency with the Lord. It's not that we don't have a bad day. I mean, there are days that sometimes something can trigger a memory. The winds can blow really hard. I can get a flat tire, right? There are all kinds of things that can happen that can ruffle us. But it's coming back to the Lord. And I think being honest about that is important because sometimes as believers, we give the idea that unshakable hope means we don't ever shed a tear. We don't ever get mad, but we do because
we do.
We're people. And emotions are not in and of themselves. They're not sinful.
No.
To cry over the loss of a loved one, that is not sinful. That doesn't mean you don't have hope in Christ. We've just put a lot of legalism, I think, in the equation.
I think so, too. And, you know, but I am encouraged, and I want to encourage people that this is the year that you need to start walking in hope.
Yeah.
Stand firm in your faith and his promises because he is with us. He is alive. He's with us. He wants that relationship with us. And he is the supreme.
Yes, he is.
God and sovereign
God.
And he is in control.
Yes. And he knows all the bits and pieces that we don't know. He called the earth into existence. He separated the light from the day. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And we have to walk in that and trust that. And I love that you said, you know, let this be the time in our life that we really step up and be strong in our faith and be strong in our hope. And that, you know, that really just starts with an act of our will and with commitment. You know, there are days that there are things wrong in my life and I don't want to do this. Like, I'm just not feeling it. But by faith and by hope in Christ, I continue. And I think that's so much a part of the hope for the journey is constant in prayer.
I think
it's
so,
continuing.
Too.
Continuing.
It is. And, you know, the things that distract us, you know, turn it off. Begin spending time with the Lord.
Yes.
That's what he wants.
Yes.
You know, we look at what's going around our world. People do need hope.
Yes.
It might be financial. It might be, you know, our relationships, our, you know, the division within our country. And I'm learning to stop, let it all go, shut it off, spend time with the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, because if you look at what happens, you know, years ago, with Abraham, and then you look at everybody that he has called. There are things in their life. I'm sure there were divisions.
Yes.
There were political issues.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And it's just like you just have to just put it down.
Yes.
And spend time. You know, I love recently, I'm not sure if you're a football fan, but I am.
I'm a football fan.
You know what I'm going to talk about. What God has done worldwide. Watching a national football game, and then one of the football players just drops over.
Yeah.
And it's like, what does everybody do? they kneel.
Yes.
And they pray.
Yes, and they pray.
And I just love that because mm-hmm. that's what our world needs to see.
Yes.
You know, and I started thinking, who did they pray for?
Mm. Yeah.
Or who did they pray to?
Yes. Yes.
The one true God.
And they, and you know, if you even read the statement from the family, they thanked everybody for their prayers and asked us to continue to pray. So in our hearts, you know, the Bible says in the book of Romans that we really all know we're without excuse. Deep down, we
right.
know that there is a God. We know that deep down. And, you know, when we're talking about, you were talking about taking that time with the Lord. And I was really challenged by something a young man at our church said. He said, you need to ask yourself, are you really excited about hearing from God? And I thought, well, of course I'm excited to hear from God. And then I thought it out. Okay, really? Like, do I go get my Bible, turn everything off, and just be happy and excited to hear from God? Am I distracted, right? And I thought, okay, I can so do that. I can take that time to shut everything off. Hearing from God, you read His Word, every time we read His Word, we're hearing from God. Mm-hmm. And there may be a time that something just jumps off the page and it just really speaks to my situation, but I'm still hearing from God regardless.
Yes.
And that's where hope, that's where our strength really comes.
It is. And just being with Him in prayer.
Yes.
And listening. You know, what is He telling your spirit? Mm-hmm. That He's there, that He's with you, that He has it, and He's and everything's going to be okay.
Because it is. Mm-hmm. Because God's love has the final say about all of it, right?
Yes.
And we can walk in hope, and we can show kindness to people, and we can do good works, not to earn our salvation, but we can do good works out of what God has done us. We don't have to be completely troubled every single day because we've got a prodigal or because we're out of work.
And that's my prayer this year, is that whoever's listening today, mm-hmm. that they know and that they continue to walk in His love and to His hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Because He is our hope for the journey, and He allows us to help one another, right?
Yeah.
And to encourage one another. And hopefully today will be an encouragement to people to just step up in hope and in faith and trust Him. We're all out of time, Terry.
I can't believe it.
I know it, but thank you for coming today.
Oh, Monica, I love spending time with you.
Thank you.
You are such a blessing to so many people.
Thank you. Good to have you.
Stay tuned. Monica will be right back.
Don't give in. God's Word says you're an overcomer. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
Unshakable hope. It may sound impossible, and in the natural it is. But with God's help, you and I can walk and live in unshakable hope because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And the only way that we can live in that unshakable hope is to read God's Word. Take some time every day. Turn your phone off. Get away from all of the distractions. And just let God talk to you through His Word. And when you have your prayer time, of course, God says we should tell Him all of our needs and that we should present those needs with thanksgiving. So, of course, do that. But then take just a little bit of time to listen. What is God speaking to your heart? What does He want you to know? And what does He want you to do about it? We can all live in unshakable hope as we trust Him. I'm out of time, but we'll be back with you again next time.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.